Can any rule by experience any object?
有任何设法可以经验对象吗？
But are there any difference between rupas, like the tree and the body?
好，设法都不能经验对象，但是树木这种设法跟所谓的身体这种设法有没有不同？
Any difference?
应该是没有不同吧。
土元素当如果土元素当然都是相同的，树木的土元素跟所谓色身的土元素都是土元素，它的特征是相同的。老师的意思是它的组成会不会不同？
组成是指这个，譬如同样土元素的组成，还是指
土元素就是土元素，土元素没有再被组成，它指的是色聚的组成会不会不同？
有的就是说可能生命来而言，它这个里面有命跟色。然后一般其他的那种它是可能没有命跟色。
Tree does not have the jivi indriya rupa, but the body could have.
Yes, how can one know?
那你怎么知道呢？
当然主要是就是听到的嘛。然后另外就是总是感觉这个生命和非生命的它这个之间有不同。
Because we read or heard aboutThe teaching, and also there is a sense of difference between the body with life and the trees.
And that which makes life, even the body, is the Chivitindriya, a kind of different rupa from hardness, softness, and other rupas.
所以你认为的那个所谓的树啊、石头跟我们的身体是有不同的，那个差异就在于这个设法，这个。命跟色法只有在所谓的色身里面才会有，是业造成的。
Is that enough to know?
那这样子，知道这样子够不够呢？
就是说像树木这种啊，我们是不是说也认为它是有生境色的呢？
你自己知道答案对不对？
我不是，我就是说从感官来说，我们一般来讲感官上面是有境色的话，那感觉就是说像植物这一类的它是有一个身体的，它好像没有其他的这种什么眼耳鼻舌，但是它然后就是就有这么一个认知啊，它和石头明显感觉不一样。
For trees, it also seems it's different from the rock, the stone. Does the tree has the body sense, even though there is no eye sense, ear sense?
Can a tree...experience any object?
树能不能经验任何对象？
哦，这个可能就不，他应该是感觉是好像没有，对他只是自己在那儿在运作，可能。
我觉得。
但是他感觉是没有去经验。
No, the tree does not experience.
So, is a tree living reality, existent?
Assistant, Ajahn?
I mean living existence or life. Is a tree alive, has life, or is it a living existence?
树木呢是有情吗？它是活着的吗？还是它只是一个存在在那里的设法？
对，它只是存在在那里的一种设法吧。它有它的运作模式而已，就像江河流一样。
It's like a river. It's just there. There's no life.
That's why we have to understand the conditions for rupa. What is conditioned for such and such rupa? Is it conditioned by kamma or citta or utu or ahara? And without kamma, there cannot be any experience reality with the rupa, which is different from the other rupa, which is conditioned by utu and ahara.
所以呢，这就是我们其实是可以进一步去了解各种设法它升起的因缘条件是什么，这么这些外部的树木、河流、石头的这些外部设法，它的因条件只有温度而已哦，它是不具有生命的。那所谓的具有生命的这种色身呢，任何有情的色身，它可以是四种条件都有可能是设法升起的，但是我们可以想知道细节，可以一个一个去了解它是哪个原因升起的。
And through itDoorway that the Chivitindriya can be the object of experiences of citta and jetasika.
那么，透过哪个根门，这个 命跟色呢可以成为心跟心所经验的对象呢？
应该通过意门。
The mind door.
See, so at moment of seeing, that which is conditioned by whatever is there can impinge on the eye sense, but that which impinge cannot experience anything exactly the same, no matter what conditions it to arise.
所以比如说当色尘呢不管是什么因缘条件升起撞击的眼根哦，但那个眼根呢是永远都是那个眼睛色一定是夜深色造成的，那它就是不会去经验。
That's why even it cannot be seen, but by conditions, it is different from the rupa, which is conditioned by the other condition.
眼镜色呢，其实是不能被看到的，所以眼镜色一样也是在意门，经由意门被经验的。
And Sanya marks and remembers the difference. That's why one can know the rupa, which is conditioned by kamma, and the rupa, which is not conditioned by kamma.
这些因为有负责去记忆的，那为什么会知道？因为这些经验之后呢，想运会记住这些知识，哪些法其实是业生色，哪些法不是业生色。
Even to understand that which is different as Itibhava Rupa or Purasindariya Rupa by the way it's seen as whatever through mind or through the sense or not through the eye door.
John, you used to a Pali term. Could you explain?
Because we have to understand what is meant by Indriya and the Rupa, which is Chivitindriya, see? And Chivitindriya is with that which is conditioned by Kamma, no matter what. Like Purisa Bhava and Iti Bhava is conditioned by Kamma. So that has Chivitindriya with it. Any Kalapa, whichIs conditioned by kamma must have Chivitindriya and other indriya as well.
Okay, Itibhava, that's the feminine, female.
Masculinity and femininity, so what is seen is visible object, but still through the mind or it's known which is masculine and which is female.
Right, okay. 好，老师这边在解释的哈，其实有几个重点，一个就是被看到的是什么呢？我们不会看到男人跟女人，男根色跟女根色一样，也是在意门被经验的，所以被看到的其实永远只是色尘而已。老师现在讨论几个色法是在哪里可以被经验，除了刚刚他提到的，就是有些色法是来自于哪个原因，但是男根跟女根也是业生色哦，是业造成的。
And also whether it's dead or alive, see by that rupa, by karma.Only.
那所谓的刚刚有提过，就是所谓死了尸体了，那就没有这个业生的命根色了。
So the rupa which is conditioned by kamma must be all the same with Chivitindriya rupa.
所以只要还有所谓的这个所谓的生命在业还有创造这个带来的，不管是眼镜色、耳镜色，或者是相对的其他的有分心。心思自由等等 这个命根色法都在。
No matter if the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, see, no one can directly experience the Chivitindriya and other Kamma Rupa, but what can be seen in the day must be only seven rupas.
那我们刚刚讨论的这些色法哈，是很细的，在一天之中基本上我们是没有经验的，但在一天之中呢，我们透过五个感官一定是会常常经验七种色法。
Through the five doorways, there is no understanding of that whether it is a tree of male or female, man or woman.
如果只是透过五个感官根门，我们没有办法分辨这是树木呢，或者是男人或者是女人。
But that which is there impinge on the eye base are different, right? Different moment, different reality, different rupa.By conditions.
虽然色尘的特征是共同，就是可以被看到，但是撞击眼根的每一次的色尘都不一样哦。就是树木或者是男人或女人这样撞击的眼根的色尘是不一样的，但是他们的共同特征都是可以被看到。
If that which is there, which is the object of seeing, is not difference, how can Sanya match and remember the differences as different things, different people, life or life?
它一定是不同的色尘哦，否则祥蕴怎么去标记，怎么去记忆出有各种不同的东西或人或不同的男人女人等等。
So at moment of seeing man or woman or someone, it's a daily life that is different by different chetasikas and different moments of sanya chetasika.
所以在一天之中这么多不同时刻看到不同的东西不同的人女人，这表示都是有不同的心心所不同的记忆在响应在记忆哦。
Before the idea of self can be less and less, there must be the understanding of that which appears right now as it's not far away, it just now at this moment. And we are talking about the truth to understand how can there be the idea of living body orThe three and things, and whether it is man or woman.
那么有东西有我存在的这种相信这种信念呢，它会越来越少。如果我们越来越了解现在正在出现的法，否则我们怎么样能够真的了解？其实并没有所谓的树木跟人。
It takes quite a long time to have more confidence on the truth.Of the Swat Buddha said, all dharmas are anatta. So the point is to understand the anattaness, no one and no self at this moment, by hearing and considering more about the truth of it from the Buddha's words.
要真的对诸法无我教导的信心呢的增加是需要很长的时间的哦，它不是那么快的，只能去闻会、思会，慢慢的累积。
So the point of listening, no matter how much about the words, that is the understanding. It's just for understanding the truth that actually there's no I, no thing at all.
所以讨论法、了解法，最终是了解真相，就只是这些生灭的法，并没有人，没有东西哦。
Is there a little more confidence of the truth right now as no self from hearing about the Chivitindriya Rupa?
当我们在讨论命跟色法的时候呢，我们有对于没有人，只是这些法，这个信心有在更增加了一点吗？
请问一下
，more about other rupas which is conditioned by karma，
或者是我们讨论其他劣身色的色法，我们这些讨论有没有帮助这个各位对于没有我这件事情的信心有增加呢
？Not only Chivitindriya rupa, but other rupas as well.
就是不止刚刚提问的命跟色哦，任何我们讨论的法，任何色法或其他法，这些讨论都是为了增加没有我只是法的信心，有吗？有增加吗
？And this is the benefit of understand the words of the Buddha about what is appearing now.
这是了解佛陀的教导，现在在出现的是什么所带来的利益。
To let go the idea of self at moment of understanding only. Little by little.
只有智慧升起，了解佛陀的话的那一刻，才会那一刻是放掉我是存在的。
Is there a little more confidence of the truth right now?
现在对真相有没有多一点点信心呢？
就是说他这个虽然都是。By condition 就是被条件来决定的，但是他明显有情和这个无情，他是有这个很明显不同的地方。我们比如讲这个命根色业，那么这两个同样是条件，那他们有什么本质的区别呢？
The question is all the dharma are by conditions, but for the outer rupa condition by temperature and the rupa body conditioned by maybe gamma, what essentially are different for these two kinds of conditions? Any fundamental difference?
You mean the dukkha, right? Or just about the difference between the tree and the living body?
I think Dazhong, his question is about there are different conditions for rupa, and are the different conditions...any fundamental difference, essentially?
What are conditions for the rupa? altogether how many conditions for rupa?
大壮有几个设法升起的条件？大壮有什么？
设法升起的条件有四个。
There are four different conditions that could condition rupa.
That's right. There should be clear understanding of what is conditioned by rupa. It cannot be changed. For example, does a tree have an eye, ear?
所以我们要很清楚什么设法是来自于什么因缘条件的。所以比如说像树木没有眼睛吧，所以它并不是叶，没有任何叶深色的眼睛色哦。那大壮你要问的是叶深色的叶跟温度深色的温度这两个有什么本质上的不同是不是？
对对对，就是应该是这样的问题。对，就是我们明显感觉到就是因为有去经验和没有去经验的不同，那么这两个它虽然它们确实是法在不同的条件下运作，但是它们好像是有确实有明显的不同。那么在这个虽然它又都是无我，但是它们这个明显的不同主要就是表现在这种就是有不同的地方，在这种看来总是。
Although all dharma are anatta, but the outer rupa and for example the eye sense, the rupa, they come from different condition. And so the condition are there. Are there any fundamental difference of the different conditions?
When we talk about the absolute reality, it means that no tree, no people, and no thing at all. We use the word I to represent, to convey the understanding of that which is different from other. Like, it's not the ear, it's not the hardness, see? We just talk about a reality like the I cannot be hardness, but it cannot arise without hardness, see? To know more about the truth of that which is conditioned, no one there at all. Otherwise, there must be the very deep idea of self, very strong, that it cannot be get rid of without understanding the truth little by little. First, in the beginning, the intellect understanding about that which is there now, arising and falling away. So many, many moments, when we think of just one moment, it's not only one reality arising.
这里有两个重点哦。第一个我们在讨论的是究竟法，究竟实相，里面只有这些法。那当我们讨论所谓土元素，树木的土元素，跟眼睛的色聚的土元素都是土元素哦。那所以当这段我可能没有办法表达的很好，但是大壮这段可能回去我们再听一下。老师说齁，老师在暗示有些问题代表了其实是有一个很深的我在那里在问问题，那能不能注意到这件事情？那
对的，是的。
那另外一个就是老师提到就是我们认为的一刻呢其实是不止一刻了，那个已经很多法生灭了。
是的，就是我能理解就是说这种法在运作无论是这个有情的法或者是无情的法，他们也确实是在根据条件来做出反应的。但是就是然后如果是这个对我们是有帮助啊，很大的帮助和能够去除这个苦和了解法不是我。但是生命和非生命就是说这个有这个心和没有这个心的之间总感觉有一个鸿沟一样。
I understand there are just paramattha dhammas, but there is a sense of difference between dhammas with life, with citta, and the dhammas without citta.
And even the rupa is different by conditions. The rupa which is not conditioned by karma is not the same as that which is conditioned by the rupa which is conditioned by karma.
就算有所谓的五蕴的心所跟没有五蕴的心所，可是虽然树木跟这个色身有新生命的色身是不一样的，但是这个色身本身就已经很不一样了。就是刚刚讲单纯就这个色身而言就已经有一些色法是树木没有的了。大壮你刚刚之前回答了就是树木有没有感知哦，有没有生进色哦。那所以现在 Sarah 问你是说生进色升起的因缘条件是什么？
是业
Karma
Like karma. And how many rupas does body sense arise with?
那 生净色升起的时候呢，有其他多少色法一起升起？
那个巴布离色。
The eight inseparable rupas.
And anything else? So apart from the eight rupas and body sense, anything else in the group of rupas that we call the body sense group?
除了八不离色的这八个色法以及生净色这九个以外，有没有别的色法？
如果他有生净色的话，我想他是有命根色。
Also the Jivitindriya Rupa.
Also the Jivitindriya. And at this moment of touching, like when touching the arm, the Rupa that is experienced through the body sense, the hardness there, can that be touched by a tree?
那比如说我们现在触碰我们的手臂的时候呢，假设土元素是有被惊艳的，那这样的经验可以发生在树身身上吗？
因为我们就是说对它的反应不了解，因为反应我们知道是来源于这个想运和这个行运，思心所和想心所。那么它如果没有这两个，它可能就是说有这个但是它也没办法做出反应。
We don't know the reaction of the tree. We don't know if the tree have chitta, no sanya, no jetana.
So for the tree, can there be seeing consciousness?
树木可以有眼识吗？
没有，它没有这些这个五官呐、啊，也没有意，就是说应该是说没有意根吧，因为它确实在生长，在成长，生命有生命，感觉是有生命，但是它也好像是跟其他的石头的色法一样，一段时间存在，一段时间不在了。但是我们就感觉它这种好像是在与有情和无情的中间的这个存在一样，有这种感觉。
There's some sense of feeling or a little bit confusion of the tree grows. So the tree seems to be in between the rock and the beings.
But actually, there are just different.Groups of rupas, just like a dead corpse, the same. It's like asking if a dead corpse can experience or feel anything. Actually, there are just groups of rupas after death, like the log or the tree conditioned by temperature.
嗯哼，事实上，它就像是实体一样哦，它就是一个外部的色法，并没有所谓的这些命根名色，也不能去没有任何心或什么去经验哦。也就是说我们不可能轮回成一棵树啊。
And there are no groups of rupa conditioned by karma, what we call the tree or the rock or the corpse, so there cannot be any experiencing of any hardness or softness through the body sense, no body sense at all, because no kamaja rupas.
这些外部的所谓的树木啊石头是没有夜深色的，所以不会有业造成的这些感官净色去经验，成为经验的条件。
So even though we may refer to the tree as being alive, it's not a living being. There are no rupas conditioned by karma at all.
虽然我们会看到树木会成长啊，可是它是没有明法的，它就是单纯只是色法而已。
And the tree has any sort of ability to experience.In other words, consciousness. It would be a result of past karma, would it?
要能够去经验，必须有心升起哦。那这个心能够持续的心是只有是因为过去的业，对不对？
是的，是这样。
Yes.
And do you mean past karma as a being, or what kind of past karma condition the arising of consciousness as a tree?
嗯哼。那如果是的话，那过去的业是个生命吗？什么样的业可以让树有意识呢？
树就是它应该是没有意识，它我们现在就是听介绍下来是觉得它确实跟其他的色法啦物质啦是只是形态上和表现上不同，它没有心升起。那么就是说这样的话我们就是说觉得我们讲的有情和无情气世间包括这些植物它们中间有一个绝对的不同就是心升起了那这个的不同就是说 是不是可以认为他这个是有一个我们讲他能经验嘛，他就是有灵嘛，有一种灵的感觉，灵性的感觉。
对，去经验的是灵。
对。
After the explanation, this, it's right, the tree has no consciousness. But, there's still always a difference between the outer rupa and the beings and non-beings. So now Da Zhuang mentioned about the soul to experience. So the atta, there's a
tree commit karma. Can a tree steal or tell a lie or develop understanding that can bring a result?
Sarah, Da Zhuang is okay that a tree has no consciousness. But he is talking about now for beings, there is an atta to experience.
So let me just try to summarize. So Da Zhuang feels that that a tree can somehow experience something, even though it doesn't have consciousness, is it?
That was his prior thinking, but now he agreed no consciousness.
Okay, so no ability to experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so just rupa.
Just rupa.
Rupa, is that, right. Is that what he now thinks?
Let me confirm, yeah. Yes. 那个，John现在想要做一个重点的确认哦，整理，就是你之前认为树是可以去经验的，有意识的，比如说身心色可以去感知，或者只是没有记忆而已。你现在是还是这么认为吗？还是你同意了所谓的树木也都只有色法而已？
是的，我同意了，树木只有色法。
Yes, he agrees.
Okay,
only rupas.
Right. So let's go back to the original question.Was about Kamaja Rupa as being different from Utuja Rupa. Does he have any question about that?
那这样想问你的是，你一开始想问的是，比如夜深色的夜跟温度深色的温度这两个有没有本质上的不同？就是你一开始想问的，对不对？
对对对。
那你现在对于这个问题，你还想问吗？还是你已经知道了？还是？
这个问题呢，我因为我是有这么不确定，但是老师这么一讲呢，我是能够理解，虽然只是我们感觉上的一种错觉，觉得他是有和我们一样的心在经验，但是这样一讲，我是能更确定这个是他是只是设法，但是他有表现的一种感觉上的不同，我现在对这个是确定的啊。
所以你的意思是，不管是夜深色或者温度深色，反正设法就是设法。
对，他设法只是设法，他没有去经验。
Okay, now Da Zhuang also not curious about the Gamaja Rupa, the Gamma and the Utuja Rupa, the Utu, fundamentally any difference. Anyway, Rupa does not experience.
I asked about it, whether there can be any karma and said he understands no citta.But if there is no citta, no karma, then how can there be rupas conditioned by karma? So there cannot be, if there's no citta, no karma, there cannot be karma, kamaja, rupas arising.
Right.
Only utuja rupas.
Right.
So just like there can't be citta rupas conditioned by citta either.
所以回到刚刚大壮其实老师有问过，还是大壮提到就是树木可能有生净色这件事情，那现在应该是确定的，因为生净色必须是由叶生的哦，那所以树木是没有生净色的，这样大壮可以吗？
So there cannot be body sense because it's conditioned by karma.So there cannot be any, and there cannot be any experiencing through body sense. No citta and no body sense. Only rupas conditioned by temperature.
所以即使有生净色，也要有心能够升起去经验。那这两个都是因为跟业有关哦。那树木并不是业造成的。
And in the case of the rupas that we take to be the body of a living being, while as long as they're The being is alive. Those rupas are conditioned by kamma, by citta, by Utu and by Ahara. But as from the moment of death, the same, what we think of as the same rupas, are just our rupas conditioned.
所以像现在我们的所谓的色身呢，一定是来自于要么夜深色、心深色、温度，或者是营养食物深色。但是，一旦一死的那一刻，人一死了，那就是尸体了，就只剩下温度深色。虽然你看起来就是一个身体在那里，但是就只剩下温度深色，温度在持续升起这些色法而已。
是的，就是说，那我能继续问一下吗？就是说，这个心所，它是和其他是，它是究竟法里面占到两种，说明它是很不一样的存在。那就是说，所以说生命和非生命它是很不一样的存在。那么，就是说它这个，这样了解我们，对我们就是说平常处理这个烦恼，或者是说，这个了解这个生命被就是被条件这样推着走，这个我们能够更好的理解。但是就是说，这个它之所以显得不同，它就是去能够去经验，它会有这个所谓我的这个概念的产生。那么这个生命和非生命的这个界限，我们一定要去。可以去了解它对我们有帮助，但是一定要去抹除它吗？或者是怎么样？
生命跟生非生命的界限啊？
对，因为它就是说很明显，它不管是什么原因产生，我们现在知道它是业啊，就是说更多的是业，那就说明在生命和非生命之间是有鸿沟的，是有明显的区别的。那我们怎么样？就是说，就是说是不是说更多的是觉悟？明白这个不同，而不是一定要去做什么样的一个达到一个什么样的目标。
所以
就譬如说涅槃，
你可不可以再把问题做一次总结？你要问的问题，
就是说我们讲这个，由于这两种这个四种究竟法当中有两种是明法，它是很明显的不同于色法，那这个也是生命与非生命的明显的。
大壮你有没有办法
再简单一点？
大壮，你有没有办法用一到两句问问句，直接问问句可不可以？就不用描述心跟心所，你就直接问问句。
好，就是说生命和非生命是有明显的界限的，不同的。那么他们的这个所谓的归宿，我认为它是应该有不同的
归宿。所以你想要问的是归宿有不同，那？
对，因为他们本质有
树木的归宿是什么？
树木它因为它没有感知，所以它就是说它可能不会有这个问题。但是生命它会有，
你在问我有生命跟没生命的归宿有什么不同？
对对，
那我就要先问你，没有生命的归宿是什么意思？
没有生命的呢，因为它没有去经验，它没有心和心所，所以它就谈不上有问题，它没有问题。但是生命会有问题，就是存在。
The question is not, it's kind of vague. It's about being and non-being are very different because non-being has no gamma involved. And so the being therefore has many problems. So initial question was about, do we have to wipe out the difference between being and non-being?I think the question is about what is life. Really, it's confused. It's about what is life.
Or about self, the point of understanding more about these different realities, for example, these different rupas, is to show that each one is conditioned, no self to be found at all.
那他的意思是呢，并没有 self, 并没有人东西哦，并没有一个所谓的阿达灵魂在那里哦，就只是这些法，这个是我们要去了解的。所谓的生命其实也是这些去经验的法。
And so in reality, what we call a living being or an animal or a human, these are just conventional terms. In fact, there are only different cittas, cetaseekas, and rupas which are conditioned from moment to moment.
那些被我们称为是有情众生的，不管是人或者是动物牛，他们也就只是这些心心所设法在生灭。
So when we say this is a living being or the animal is a living being, it just means that unlike the what we refer to as the plant or the rock, it means there are cittas and cheta seekers arising and also rupas conditioned by karma and cheta, for example. No other living being apart from the cheetahs, the cheta seekers and the rupas.
当我们在传统上用语言来说这个有情或者是那个盆栽树木，它们的差别就只是在于所谓的有情，它是有心跟心所升起去经验，但是那个树木是没有的，就这样子而已。其实就只是这样子，但是那个心跟心所，它也是法，它只是去经验的法。
So when we refer to the life of a human being or life in general, actually it's just citta at this moment. So seeing is life now, hearing is life now. So the citta at this very moment is life, and for the rock or the tree, as you agreed, there is no citta, so there is no life or what we conventionally say living being at all. There are just those rupas conditioned by temperature. So whatever terms we use, Vincent or being, actually there is just citta, citta seeker and rupa conditioned in different ways, and we discuss them to make it clearer and clearer and clearer that it's no self, no being, no person at all in reality, no thing like a rock or a tree, just different rupas in that case.
这里最重要的一点就是当我们说生命呢跟没有生命呢，那就是有生命是可以去经验的，那是什么在经验？心是那个主要去经验的，这一刻的心就是生命，对不对？这一刻的心有心去经验就是生命，这一刻如果死了就没有所谓的心去经验了。所以所谓的生命就是每一刻的心去经验，那一刻的经验就是那一刻的生命了。那至于所谓的人或动物，这个只是表面上我们沟通用的一个名词，但是这些背后就只是心跟心所一直在改变，一直在生灭。
And in a sense, what Dajuan says, what you say about wiping out life as being a solution to the problem of life is correct. Is correct in this sense that the path taught by the Buddha leads to the ending of rebirth.No more rebirth, so no more consciousness of any kind as we know it, or of any kind.
嗯哼，那么回到大壮刚刚提到的，就是所谓的有生命有情跟没有生命的一个很大的差别是所谓的归宿哦。那个有情呢的生命有问题，有很多问题，就像我们生命中有很多烦恼等等的问题。那佛陀的道路呢，首先佛陀的道路是引领到这些五蕴的生灭的结束，不再有五蕴生起，这是佛陀的道路嘛。
So the final moment of death consciousness is not followed by any further moment of consciousness, rebirth or otherwise. But this can only happen by conditions. And the conditions for this to occur are very intricate and deep. But that is what the Buddha's teaching was all about.
那么这个意识呢，意识之流是可以停的哦。那个死亡心灭了之后，如果没有条件，五蕴不再有任何条件升起，那不再有意识升起了，那所谓的这些问题也就是苦就停止了。那这个是佛陀在告诉我们的，这是他的教导在告诉我们的。这个事情要发生的因缘条件也是要因缘条件才会发生的，这个因缘条件是非常的深的，是非常不容易的。
Because the essence of the Buddha's teaching is that life is unsatisfactory.
那这件事情它之所以有价值，是因为五蕴升起的任何时刻都不可能是满足的，因为它灭了。
Okay, what is life? See?
所以什么是生命？
Can anything make life?
有什么会造成生命。
What's the sky, the moon, and the sun? Can anything make them?
什么是天空、月亮呢？有什么造成它们？
See, it's there already, but no understanding of the truth of it.
它们就在那里了，但是并不了解真相是什么。
That's why there is a bodhisattva in the past, wanting to understanding the truth of whatever is there. So he developed all conditions to become the enlightened one. And since he knew that what are there all the time, no matter in the past, present, or future, there must be that when there are conditions for that which appears to arise.
所以那些就在那里了，但是真相并不被了解哦。所以有一个菩萨在过去，他誓愿呢要了解这些真相，也累积了所有的发生的因缘条件，成为三藐三菩提。那他了解了，现在不在那里的，不管是过去、现在、未来，一定都有因缘条件，他会在那里。那在那里的是什么？只是法。
And before we would think more about this and that, what about that which is now there, sees and hears and thinks? Are they real? Who make them arise?
那在我们讨论很多的问题，那现在那个去看的、去听的、去想的，他们是真的吗？是谁让他们升起的？
The enlightened truth is the moment of understanding the truth of the reality which is there. For example, seeing, what is it?
开悟是什么意思？开悟就是对现在的真相的了解，现在的法的真的了解。比如说，什么是眼识？现在眼识是什么？
It sees, no matter whenever it arises, it sees only seeing.
它是什么？不管它什么时候升起，它只是去看。
Since no one can make it rise, but there can be the understanding that it's there. No one make it. So there must be conditions for its arising, but the condition for its arising is unknown.
没有人可以让眼识升起，所以它的升起一定是因为因缘条件，但这些因缘条件是没有被知道的。
And that which cannot understand is a reality, which the Buddha said, or call itAvita or Moha.
那么那个不能去了解的，那个不能去了解的根源也是真的。佛陀称它为无明。
Not understanding the truth of anything at all by oneself, because not enough conditions to understand it.
因为没有足够的条件，有智慧可以升起去了解，所以靠一个我在那里是不能了解任何事。
That's why the words of truth.From the Buddha can condition understanding of that which is there little by little from the very beginning to the end.
所以佛陀的话呢，可以成为我们去了解现在在那里的是什么的因缘条件，一点一点的。
So the beginning of understanding the truth is that actually what is there is there, no one at all in it.
那真相是什么呢？在那里的是什么，就是什么，并没有人。
And what is the meaning of this moment? It sees, for example, it, not I, it sees. So what it sees is that which experiences the object. And we don't have to say whether it's seeing or whether it's the eye sense, but the truth is there.
那么这一刻的真相是什么？比如在看的时候，他在看，他并不是我。
No one can make anything to rise, but there are so many, many things by conditions. Because of there is no one, but there are conditions for whatever arises. It cannot just arise in the blue.
法呢，是因为因缘条件升起的，因为也没有我，所以也不是我让它升起的，是因为一定有什么原因，就是因缘条件升起的。
So beginning to understand what is that?That is a reality, it's so real, and it experiences an object because it's a moment of seeing something. Even we don't say what is it, but it sees that which is seen.
我们可以不用命名哦，我们可以告诉自己那个叫做眼识，但是一定有个什么在那里去看，那个去看并不。
And this is the beginning of confidence of the truth, little by little.There is no me, no one, and nothing, but there are only different realities.
就是开始有一点点的放心是什么？只是法在那里，并不是我。
And there is not just that which arises and experience. There are different realities which arise but cannot experience anything at all.
那么也有那个升起来，但是什么都不会去经验的，什么都不知道的法。
For example, when we use the sense door or the rupa, which is the eye sense or ear sense, what does it mean?
比如说我们说根门，那个门是什么意思？
Can it be seen, the seeing, the base of seeing, the rupa, which is there, to condition seeing? It cannot be seen, it cannot be heard, it cannot be touched, because it's a reality different from the visible object and noise, voice, or everything.
那么眼根呢？眼根它是那个支柱，眼是那个去看的身体的条件，但是那个眼根呢，并不能被看到，不能被听到、摸到、尝到、碰到，它跟其他的法是不同的。每个法都有它自己的特征哦，都跟别的法不同。
And that is the beginning of understanding. Seeing right now is not me or anyone at all, and that which is seen is not anything as we think, but it can be seen. It's only that which can be seen.
这个是开始去了解。那个在看的是什么，并不是我，以及那个被看到的跟我们平常想的是不一样的。但是我们也可以逐渐了解，那个被看到的就只是那个被看到的，并不是东西。
Just learn to understand more and better about what are there and why they cannot be taken for anything as self a thing at all. This is the beginning of confidence of the truth of no self, no thing. Later.
所以我们要了解的是，现在在那里的是什么？为什么他们并不是我，不是东西？这是开始对真相的信心的累积哦。
So it's not just belief, but it's this very moment to begin to understand what is there, on and on and on, from moment to moment.
所以不是只是去相信哦，而是现在这一刻在那里的是什么？现在在那里的是什么的逐渐的了解，而不是只是去相信。
Is that right?
这样对吗？
It's the confidence of the truth of it, one by one.
一个一个法的信心的了解，对真相的信心的累积。
对的，就是说这个是都是法，这个由于有了明法，所以显得特别不同，但它也只是显得。但是确实佛陀就是说发现了这个智慧去了解法，这个对我们帮助很大。那么现在有些人就是说想直接就是说退出，或者是说我想离开，离于灭尽，向于舍。但是如果不了解法是没有做，没有办法做到的，就是智慧没有累积到一定程度是没有办法发生的，是这样吗？
嗯，是的。这是问题还是一个评论？最后，
就是我作为我的一种感受吧，一种体会。
OK， it's a comment from 大壮。He agree.And then he appreciate. Also, he has a comment about, so for those who talk about enlightenment or who talk about let go, and if the banya is not high enough, it's not possible.
Okay, more confidence when there is more understanding. Until the wrong understanding of the idea of self, of thing, are completely, absolutely.Eradicated, never to arise again.
所以更有信心了吗？对正确的了解呢，根除那个错误的了解。
So right now, it's just the beginning of understanding the truth of the nature which experiences and that which cannot experience. But so many things to be learned to understand. What about the memory, marking, and?Taking that which is seen as something, each moment is different, but they are there already, but now.
那么我们现在只是开始去学习什么是那个去经验的法，什么是那个什么都不知道的不知道的法，但是还有很多细节，比如记忆、想运这个法，每一刻都有。现在每一刻就有，因为记忆的关系，就有个东西，有个人在那里了。
So, hearing, listening.To the words of truth about this moment, and then when there is right understanding, it's no one, no I either. More understanding about no self.
听闻思考佛陀的话呢 那么了解，能够更了解现在这一刻是没有我的。
So no matter what we are talking about, it leads to the understanding of no self better and better. For example, the Chivitindriya Rupa, see, one word, but what is there? Is it true? What does it mean? Is it there now to be object of understanding?
我们学习佛法，我们就是更进一步越来越增加对真相了解，诸法无我的真相哦。比如说我们谈到命根色，命根色是真的吗？它是什么意思？它现在在那里可以被经验吗？
Only hardness, touching hardness, can there be any experiencing or any understanding or knowing about that?
我们去碰触软硬的土元素，这是经验，但是有真的了解吗？
That's why there must be different rupa, which is not just the hardness and hardness touching, but there must be a special different rupa, which as soon as it's touched by that which can touch or impinge on it, it conditions that which experiences that which is touched.
所以不会只是有软硬这样的土元素、哦、一定还有其他的什么法可以去经验它，在碰到被碰到的时候那个经验才能产生。
And it's just right now, see, at moment of feeling of touching hardness, it's that which experiences hardness, not I touch and I know that it's hard.
所以当我们碰触某个硬的东西的时候呢，是那个去经验硬的在经验，并不是我在经验那个印。
And even we call it what? Like that which impinged on the eye base, see? That which impinged. That's not the intention to impinge, but the characteristics of that correct of reality is that nothing can impinge on the eye base, only a reality which cannot experience, but it can impinge on the eye base.
那么以色尘撞击眼根来讲，色尘并没有意图要去撞击眼根，那么能够撞击眼根的也只有色尘，不可以是其他的法。
No one and nothing, only conditions which can be known later after we understand the truth, the characteristic, the nature of that which is now appearing, before understanding the conditions for its arising.
那么关于这些法的直接了解，这些法的因缘条件呢，是在比较后面的。必须要先了解这些不同的法的特征。
Who can make the eye sense? See, but it's there by conditions.
谁能造成眼根呢？眼睛呢？但是它在那里了，它就已经在那里了。
Can that which be the sense that the voice or the sound can impinge? No. What can impinge on it? Only that which is seen now. No one can make it or arrange it to be this way.
所以能够撞击眼根的就只是色尘，没有人可以安排声音或什么去撞击眼根哦。撞击眼根就是色尘，没有谁可以改变这件事情。
And no one means anatta, not atta. See, whatever is understood brings about the understanding of no one and no self. A little bit.
Anatta, 没有 atta, 没有我，没有东西哦。所有对真相的了解都是在更深刻的了解这个字的意义。
It's the confidence on no one and no self, all dhammas, all realities are anatta.
对于诸法无我有更多的信心了吗？
That can lead to more understanding of what is heard later after this because of the understanding of anatta-ness.
因为对这个的了解也增加了信心，也对之后对真相的了解又产生了更多的因缘条件。
This moment of seeing is that which is just a moment ago.
现在的去看的跟之前刚刚去看的有一样吗？
And where was that which sees a moment ago?
刚刚去看的现在在哪里？
Can it be found?
它能够被找到吗？
Can it arise again?
它能够再升起吗？
And that's the meaning of another word, sunyata.Not just only anatta, but also sunyata, nevermore.
这个例子的刚刚这个解释是在阐述 sunyata 这个字的意思，空的意思哦。
Is that true?
这是真的吗？
That moment which was there a moment ago was gone completely, no one. And now that which is gone too, no one. Each moment, in life.
刚刚一刻之前去看的或者是去听的已经不在了，再也不会回来，再也找不到了。现在去看去听的也是这样子，没有人有种。
So what are there in every daily life is only that which is conditioned to arise by no one at all, or adamas from birth to death.
所以在我们的一天的日常生活中，在那里的是什么？就是因缘升起的法，然后就灭去了，就是这样子而已。
Life is just like this, from life to life, from moment to moment, on and on, never stop. When there is no understanding enough to let go the cause or the conditions for the arising of all dharmas which appear now.
一刻接着一刻，一世接着一世，都是这样子哦，只是有没有智慧升起去了解而已。
This moment is not just a moment ago, and this moment is not just a moment ago, unknown.But it can be known from hearing the truth and then more confidence until it let go bit by bit, little by little, until it's completely gone, never to arise again.
这一刻升起的法跟上一刻灭去的法不会一样，那下一刻再升起的法跟现在再灭去的法都不会一样，每一刻每一刻都是不同的法在升起，但是每一刻其实是有机会可以被了解的，它的了解会带来这些法不再生起。
And this is the point of listening to the words of truth of the Buddha to understand reality as not self. So it can bring more understanding of no self, no matter we're talking about seeing or hearing or liking or disliking or whatever are there in a day.
佛陀教导呢是帮助我们了解不管一天之中在那里的是什么，并没有我那个去看的、去听的、去喜欢的、去嗔恨的，都是法，并不是我。
So it's the beginning of to be one's own understanding with confidence that the I consciousness or the I sense, the I best is not that which be taken for anyone or anything. Even we use the tree does not have the I sense. Actually, we just talk about the I sense, not about the tree or that which we take for tree. But we have to use the word to make known what we are talking about.
所以我们了解真相是在了解什么？了解现在在那里的，不管是眼识或者是眼根，它都不是谁的哦。当我们讨论树木，当我们所谓讨论树木有没有眼根，其实我们讨论的也只是眼根。但是我们在沟通讨论上，我们用到树木这个名词。但是老师这里的重点就是，就只是究竟法。
Why do we say that a tree does not have eye sense?
我们为什么要说树木并没有眼根呢？并没有眼睛？
Who knows that the tree does not have eye sense?
谁知道树木并没有眼睛色呢？
Because in truth, we are not talking about tree or anything. We just talk about the eye sense itself.
在究竟法的世界，我们在讨论的不是树，我们在讨论的是那个真的，那个眼睛色是真的。
Is there any doubt about the difference between the reality which experiences and that which cannot experience as no one and nothing?No tree, no me, no I.
有怀疑那个去经验的跟那个什么都不知道的吗？并没有树木，并没有我。
Can the tree move?
树木可以移动吗？有动吗？
不可以。
No.
See, but we see the leaf move. See, how come?
但我们看到树叶会动，为什么？
有条件，有风。
There's a condition of wind.
Yeah, see.Not by the intention to move like any living body, living things.
所以并不是树木有意图要移动树叶，跟所谓的友情想要移动是不一样的。
That's why we learn to understand what is seen as something different, but not understanding the absolute truth, that the absolute truth cannot be anything at all.
那要回到我们要自己要回到就是究竟法，就只是法究竟实相，这是我们在讨论的，这是我们关心的重点，就这样。其他是。
So is there anybody now in this room or in your room?
现在在你的房间里有任何人吗？
Is there anything in what you say, my room or a room?
有所谓的你所称呼的我的房间，有房间吗？
No thing, no room, no one, only different realities. Is that right?
没有房间，没有人，就只是法。这是对的吗？
是的，从究竟实相上来讲，它是确实是这样。
And the ultimate truth, the sense of ultimate truth is correct.
Right. And can it be known or directly experienced?
那它可以被直接经验吗？就只是法。
Can it?
我们现在能够想象。
We can only imagine.
Yes, but can that which is truth, which is the absolute truth, be directly experienced as object of understanding?
是的，现在我们其实是在想象，但是老师的问题是，那这个真相是可以被经验的吗？
是可以的。
Yes, it could be experienced.
See, but it's not this moment, so how far will it take to understand until there's no doubt about any reality as I or thing anymore, stage by stage?
所以它是可以被经验的，但是它现在这一刻并没有发生。所以你看到真的能够体验真就体证真相这条路还要累积的多少因缘条件。
But it has to be truly experienced to understand the absolute truth that it cannot be changed. But Panya is not enough to understand it because every moment arising and falling away so very rapidly and continuously covered up the arising and falling away and the sunyata and anatta of what is there now.
那么也只有真正的体验体证真相才能够真的有这样子的比较不可动摇的信心真相是什么。那但是现在智慧还不够，没有办法直接经验了，没有办法直接去经验现在在那里的就只是无我，就只是空。
So study each word with more understanding as not self, no one, nothing.
所以我们仔细的去无慧思慧在那里的把握的。
Is there the absence now?
现在有眼根吗？
有。
Yes.
Does it belong to anyone or you?
眼根属于谁吗？属于你的吗？
不属于，没有我，它就是眼根因缘条件而起来的。
It does not belong to me, it's just by condition to arise.
Why?
为什么？
因为没有一个所谓的我，这个是究竟实相，确实找不到。
Because there's no I can be found ultimately.
Why again?
为什么呢？为什么找不到我？
因为它就是只有法在那里，而这个法中间会有一种功能，它会认为是我，但事实上它并没有。
Because what's there are just Dharma, and there's one Dharma that conditions the belief that there is I.
And why cannot it be wrong to anyone?
那为什么眼根不能属于谁呢？任何其他人呢？
它可以属于别的存在啊。
可是你不是说它不属于你的吗？它怎么又可以属于别人？
这个可能就是一种表达吧，它就是说它是存在在那里，但是之所以我们会认为是我或者它，这个是一种没有智慧嘛，没有穿透法的实相而产生的一种错觉。
Because the lack of banya, so there is a taking the I sense to belong to someone.
Why? It cannot belong to anyone at all.
所以老师再问一次，为什么它不能属于任何人呢？
因为它只是法，它就是法。
Because it's only Dharma.
And why cannot it be taken for anyone at all?
那为什么它只是法？它虽然是法，为什么它不能够被当成是谁的、谁拥有的？
因为它不是我们控制的。
Because it cannot be controlled.
Why?It can be taken for me or mine.
为什么它不能够被控制，就不能被当成是我的？
因为它就是业力的产生。
对对，老师的意思是，为什么不能被控制，就不能说它是属于我的？
它是业力的产生，这个就类似无常生老病死。
不，老师还是会问你，为什么它就不能说它是你的？你说它是个法嘛？它是不受控制的，而是没错。
这个法不是它， 法，它就是宇宙真相，它并不是我们创造出来的。
Because it's not created by I or anyone.
And why can't it be belong to anyone?
那老师还是问哦，那为什么现在就有眼根，对不对？那为什么你不能说眼根是你的，或者是你不能说眼根是谁？为什么它不能属于谁呢？
因为他要升起灭掉不是我们决定的。
Because the arising and passing away is not controlled by us.
Because it is not now. It's gone completely, absolutely, never to arise again. So how can it belong to anyone? Actually, there's no one.And nothing, only that which is conditioned, arising and falling away, so very rapidly, unknowingly all the time.
你的意义呢，就跟解释空性是一样的意思哦。刚刚只是已经不在了，它从来就没有属于过，它一升起就立刻不在，它从来就没有属于过谁。事实上，也没有人在那里，所以也没有属于任何人的。
See, no one, nothing is gone completely, never to return.So how can there be anything belong to anyone? Because actually, there is nothing and no one.
现在哦，每一刻都一样，法升起就立刻灭了。这些因为条件升起的法立刻就灭了，从来不可能由谁拥有。那事实上也根本就没有人在。
What is there now?
现在在那里的是什么？